with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Both the Trump negotiator and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are optimistic about peace talks between Israel and Hamas. Netanyahu says Israel continues working on a Gaza ceasefire deal.
You need several parties to tangle. It's not even two here. But we're working on it diligently as we speak. In fact, on the way over here and on the way from here, we're not going to let up. We have a goal. We intend to achieve that goal.
Well, Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff says there's progress toward a deal between Israel and Hamas.
We are hopeful that by the end of this week, we will have an agreement that will bring us into a 60-day ceasefire. 10 live hostages will be released. 9 deceased will be released.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military says 5 soldiers have been killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Health officials in the Palestinian territory say Israeli strikes killed 51 people. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will have to increase military supplies to Ukraine despite a pause in critical weapons deliveries. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports Mr. Trump's comments suggest a change of tack in response to recent Russian attacks against Ukraine.
Last week, the Pentagon announced it was holding back deliveries of some air defense missiles, precision-guided artillery, and other weapons to Ukraine over concerns U.S. stockpiles have declined too much. But President Trump said Monday night,
"We're going to send some more weapons. We have to."
Russia has intensified its airstrikes on civilian areas of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in the past week, Russia's launched more than 1,200 drones, 39 missiles, and almost 1,000 powerful glide bombs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 165 points. This is SRN News. States are beginning to protect kids online.
New York has approved legislation requiring warning labels on social media apps, and the Parents Television and Media Council thinks it's a great idea. Spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, "Just like warning labels were added to cigarette packages, social media labels are intended to warn users against the harms. It's one common sense solution amongst many." The PTMC points out that children can be sexually trafficked online and exposed to pornography. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are running aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people and destroyed a lot of property. Samaritan's Purse is leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually, saying, quote, "We need to continue to surround these devastated families and communities in prayer. Also pray for hundreds involved in the search and rescue efforts." This is SRN News. The IRS says pastors endorsing political candidates during services should not risk losing their tax-exempt status.
This challenges the Johnson Amendment, a 1954 rule barring tax-exempt groups, including churches, from political endorsements. On Monday, the IRS and a Christian media group asked a Texas court to stop enforcing the rule against religious organizations. The group argues the amendment violates their First Amendment rights. In 2017, President Trump signed an order to limit its enforcement, and Republican lawmakers have since pushed to repeal it. John Scott reporting.
The State Department is warning U.S. diplomats of attempts to impersonate Secretary of State Marco Rubio and possibly other officials using AI-driven technology. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.